Ready? We're all ready. All right. The Sunday that falls before Easter is known as Palm Sunday. Does anybody know what Palm Sunday is? What it represents? I got a few people. So let me clarify the rest of you. Okay? Palm Sunday is the Sunday that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Okay? It marks the very first day of the last week of his life. But it's a Sunday that he came into Jerusalem, and what more than that, he was received as he came into Jerusalem as the Messiah. He received the public welcome as the Messiah, the praise and the honor from the people. But as I told you, on Sunday, he came into praise. But by Friday, he would be spiked to a cross. He would be crucified by Friday, 1 week. Today marks the first day of the last week of Jesus' earthly ministry. I'd like to share with you this morning, real quickly, the scriptural account of that instance. It's found in Mark 11, and you can listen to me, but please, if you have your Bibles, open those up this morning. Mark 11, and we're just going to read verses 1 through 10. If you need a Bible, just raise your hand, and I'll get one to you here pretty quickly. Anybody? Go ahead. I got it here. Anybody else? We're good? Okay. Mark 11, verses 1 through 10. It says, "Now as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, 'Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus, and they threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.'" That essentially is Palm Sunday. But can you imagine that event? I mean, can you in your mind's eye, can you see these things unfolding? You know, as Jesus entered Jerusalem that day, all right, on that day as he entered it, the people, the common people were crying out. They were crying out specifically. They were saying, "Hosanna." Now, Hosanna literally means, "Please save. Please save us. Please." It's a desperate kind of cry. It's the cry of a people who desperately needed God's help. And we're desperately ready for his redemption. That's what they cried out that day. Hosanna! As Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the people recognized him as the Messiah that they had been waiting for so, so very long. And they were crying out. Essentially what they were saying is, "Jesus, please save us. Please save us." And in front of him, what were they doing? They were laying down palm branches, right? I mean, essentially what they were doing, the way we would understand it, is they were rolling out a red carpet for him. You know, it was a sign of honor. It wasn't just the formality. You know, the palm branch in the Jewish culture, and really in many cultures, symbolizes victory. It symbolizes the arrival of a victorious king. So they rolled out palm branches, and that's again how we get the name Palm Sunday. But something else happened that day as well. What else did they put down? Yeah, they put down their cloaks and their garments. You know, essentially they were taking off their stuff and they were laying it at the feet of Jesus to form this red carpet for their coming king, their Messiah, to usher him in, to show him honor and to show him praise. 2,000 years ago, there were common people, guess what, just like you and just like me. Common people that were laying down whatever they had at the feet of their coming king, at the foot of God. And why? Because on that day they were seeing the promises met and fulfilled that they had wished for and hoped for thousands of years. The promises that their parents and their grandparents had only dreamed of were finally happening. And so they just, whatever they had, they lay it down at his feet. Father, thank you. Lord, Hosanna, please save us. They were urgent and they were desperate as they cast down their possessions, their garments and their cloaks at his feet. That was 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. But let me tell you something today. Palm Sunday in Buckhead Ridge Christian Church. Guess what? Jesus is here. Do you hear me what I'm saying here? Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the great I Am, is here. He's here today. And today, I told you I was going to interrupt it for a moment, but we're not done praising. We're not done worshiping our God yet today. But I wonder this. I wonder if in our hearts this morning, do we have that same kind of urgency that they had 2,000 years ago? You know, I wonder if today we really realize, we fully comprehend the incredible times that we are living in today. Because they are. They're incredible times. Things are happening today that the prophets of old only dreamed about. And you are alive today to see them. Do you realize the incredible times that you're in? Do you realize today that the one who spoke the universe into existence, do you know that? God, he didn't have to like spend hours working on it. He spoke it. This incredible universe into existence, that same God, he is here today. And I wonder if today our hearts, like theirs did 2,000 years ago, do our hearts today cry out, Hosanna, please God, save me. Are we crying that out today? I don't know. See, I wonder if today we are still desperate for the saving power of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not just talking about salvation. I'm talking about the power to save you day in and day out. Every day, in every circumstance, and in every struggle, you serve a God who can save you. Does your heart today cry out, Hosanna, save me, God. I need you today to save me. Do you cry out like that today? Here on Palm Sunday, in the presence of your King. He deserves it. He deserves our praise, doesn't he? Yeah. I mean, can anybody else answer? Does he deserve our praise? Yes. Amen. He deserves our praise. Okay. But let me ask you now this. Here's the question. What are you going to lay down? What are you going to lay down at his feet? He's here today. He deserves your praise. What are we going to lay down at his feet as we worship our God? Are you going to lay down your pride today? Guys, come on, we're guilty of this, right? Are you going to lay down your pride? Are you going to lay down the circumstances that you face this morning? Many of you woke up with circumstances crawling all over you. Are you going to lay that down today because your God is worthy of your praise? Are you going to lay down today your regrets from yesterday? Are you going to lay down your worries about tomorrow? Friend, if nothing else, lay down that concern you have for what your guy or woman standing next to you thinks about you. All right? Lay it all down. Lay down your fears. Lay them at the feet of your King. Spread them out. And let's choose today to worship our God from the depths of our souls. To praise Him from the innermost parts of our heart. Can we do that today? Can we? Yeah, we can. We can. I'm going to tell you something. I am. I'm excited this morning. I'm excited to have my King here today, to have the opportunity to praise and to worship my God today. And you know what? I will lay down anything that keeps me from that purpose. Anything at all. Will you stand with me this morning? Jesus Christ is here today. Salvation has come to this place, to Buckhead Ridge Christian Church, and he is worthy of your praise. Let's sing.